Okay. So fecal transplant. What on earth are you talking about?
Well, it sounds outlandish, but in fact, it's become quite trendy among certain circles. Basically, a fecal transplant is taking feces from a normal, healthy patient and putting them either by enema form or by a tube going down the nose into the stomach, normal fecal material, which has a normal set of bacteria, viruses, and fungi, with the idea of restoring one's balance more toward normal. It's used clinically with great efficacy. You know, it's probably the best way of getting people who have recurrent C. diff infections back to normal. But
it's been remarkable, actually.
Yeah, 93% in a New England Journal study, people responded to up to two fecal transplants, most with one, 85% with one transplant. But in autoimmune diseases and IBD, it's still speculative. It's still experimental. There are YouTubes, however, of people showing how to do a fecal transplant at home with your own blender and enema bag, etc. There are two groups of people, those that think it's great and those that think it's pretty yucky.
There is a risk associated with it because you are now transferring from another individual potentially viruses that you don't want.
Absolutely. Not only viruses, but bacteria and fungi as well.
But you could transfer a number of viruses that are life-threatening.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's not ready for prime time. And I think this isn't the long-term best approach. Because under medical supervision, there's a very deep screening process to exclude all the pathogens that we know about. The trouble is there are many viruses we don't know about.
But you're excluding hepatitis B and hepatitis C and HIV, but there are lots of viruses and pathogens who we can't name that are going to be in fecal transplants also.
Absolutely. And not only that... There's been some evidence that, at least in mice, that fecal transplant from an obese donor can transfer obesity, for example, to the recipient. So I believe the wave of the future is going to be in defined cocktails of bacteria that are grown in the test tube, and therefore you know that there's no contamination.
That they're safe.
And that they're safe. Right. And also that you can match the transplant with the defects, the abnormalities in the recipient.